In the village of Aniak, Alaska, there is no mall or movie theater, not even a real restaurant, but tonight there will be no shortage of entertainment. Most of the village's 500 residents will pack into the high school gym for a time-honored tradition, the annual Christmas pageant. Annie Fight of the Alaska Public Radio Network dropped by to watch a few rehearsals.
John Freeman isn't just the school principal in Aniak. He's the director, playwright, and even costume designer of the Christmas pageant. He's ready to do an early read-through of the new play with the kids. But first, he delivers a pep talk.
When we do this in front of everyone, we're probably going to be doing this in front of about 300 people.
Hello.
Down the hall in the school gym, Gwendolyn Brock is teaching the chorus, 10 songs woven throughout the play. But before the kids can sing, they need to organize.
Number 5 is rocking around. Christmas tree for the number 5.
Principal Freeman wants all 100 kids from kindergartners through 12th graders involved in the performance.
I'm always a little tense, but I've done enough of these and watched enough kids do this that I know initially it's a little slow building, but I don't want them to peak until the night of the performance.
This year's play weaves in current events following the mayor of Aniak as he recruits help decorating the town square.
Maybe we should try the people at the sleigh works.
That's a great idea. Their sleigh sales have been slow because of the downturn of the economy.
Traditional scenes in the play take on new meaning in the remote Alaskan village. Those sleighs look a lot like dog sleds. And as the reindeer ranch set was going up, thousands of the wild version, caribou, passed nearby. But in many ways, the pageant isn't so different from thousands of others taking place across the country.
Ready to sing. You will get a sentimental feeling. When you hear
voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly.
The audience will line the walls of the gym at tonight's performance, standing room only. Principal Freeman anticipates his kids will bring down the house.
Once the lights come on and the set is there and the people start showing up, I'm telling you, you could light Alaska with the energy that gets produced backstage.
And as for whether the mayor ever finds help decorating the town square, I won't give that away, but the title might. It's called Christmas is All in the Heart. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit.